Radio check. Radio check. WRWG 395, Dustin, you on Ogden?
45549 area.
Just got off the phone. He's just getting it all put back together right now. He wasn't able to work on it until like the last hour or two because of other people and such.
Or do you want me to pick you up then, or wait a little bit?
I'm over at my grandparents' right now. I mean, we can get together and wait until he calls me, because he says he'll have it. He's just torquing the CV axle right now, and then he's going to take it for a test drive, and yeah, he'll call me back, he said, sometime before 5:30, so we can wait around if you want, because I'm just in the truck right now. I didn't bring my handheld.
I don't know how I'm looking on, like, what I got to do at the house, but, I mean, do what you got to do and let me know. I'm going to try and go home and do what I can there before I take off again.
Good, yeah, do what you can do first, and yeah, I'll let you know.
The AC is feeling a little bit better. Engine temp's staying right about 180, which is what my thermostat's sitting at, so fingers crossed.
Yeah, we'll see. But anyway, yeah, I'll text you here in a bit when I hear something. 395.
We crossed, that's all right. We are at 5549.
736. Hey, not a lot. I heard you. I don't know, maybe it was earlier today. When you get busy, all the days run together, you know?
I absolutely know that. Mine run together. I mean, I can't believe next week is August, man.
Yeah, there's two things involved there on the time factor. One is my grandma and grandpa used to always say the older you get, the faster time flies, so there's that factor. And then it's too much to talk about on the radio. People think you're weird, but the Earth itself is speeding up in that perspective. So, you know, things are moving faster all the time just for a couple of different reasons, but, you know, time is just flying by.
Flies by for me for sure. I mean, I get up, start working, next thing I know it's almost 5 o'clock. I mean, I've been running all day, came to sit down at my computer to start doing my tickets for the day, and I'm like, holy smoke, it's 4:45.
Oh, yeah, you're right, it is. Didn't even notice that.
Driving, sounds like you're in a car or something.
Yeah, second in Washington right now.
I'm at home, finally. I've been out all day, like I said, just doing my time now. Trying to fill out tickets and turn in time so I can get paid. So I can bill the customers, but outside of that, it's just kind of been run.
Do any of those customers want to put you like 30 days out before they pay?
Oh yeah, we get that quite often. Some of them will pay as soon as they get the invoice. Some of them are 30 days. A couple of them have tried to push us 60 days, but we push back on that.
Say, look, if you want to go 60 days, net 60 days, then just find somebody else.
No, we just tell them we're going to add a surcharge for it. I'm like, if I'm going to buy equipment for you and I'm going to put on my credit card, you're going to pay for the interest on it, then they usually pay me.
That works.
Usually how we handle it usually works. Most of our customers are pretty good. I mean, we've had them all for a long time. We typically don't have problems with them.
what we like to hear. You're kicking back at home going through that stuff.
Today, I'm about 10 minutes away, I think, from being done, so I'll probably be done, you know, right pretty close to 5.
Well, a good deal. That'll make you feel better when you're done with that. Get some pay coming in for all the invoices. Pulling in the driveway. Hey, I ate way too much at Javier's today. Where I'm coming from, 7th and Washington. We'll talk to you soon. 9:36.
Yeah, Javier's a good place. I like it. I'm assuming you heard Larry died. I'm sure you probably knew before I did.
No, I just heard on the net, when they announced it on the net. I don't check into the net, but occasionally I'll listen to it.
I don't check in very often anymore anyway, either, so. All right, we'll let you go. We'll chat again. WQMA 736.